Hi, and welcome to another edition of Learning About Gen X. Our struggles are real, so Jesus take the wheel. In this week's podcast, I wanted to talk about Zoom and how Zoom has given Gen X an opportunity, or really any generation, to further their education, not only survive, but thrive. I speak specific about Gen X because that is my generation. But for our new listeners, let's talk about who qualifies as the Gen X generation. Well, it's anyone born between 1969 and 1983. We actually survived without Stanley cups. We drank from a water hose outside when we were thirsty, and we didn't have cell phones. If we wanted to talk to our friends or a boyfriend or girlfriend, we did it in the kitchen on a phone that was mounted to the wall in front of our brothers and sisters and our parents. But my generation was really the first generation that wasn't judged for staying home to raise children if they didn't want to go to college, or if you wanted to go to college and have a professional career outside of the home. We just did what we wanted and weren't judged for either career path we took. I graduated from high school, I started college, and I was offered a job that I thought was really just too good to pass up, so I left school. I worked at the job for a couple years, and then I got married, had a baby, and I decided to stay home. It really never bothered me that I didn't complete college. No one knew, no one talked about it, and to be fair, I don't think anyone really cared. But when my kids started school, I decided I wanted to get back into the workforce. So we had a successful business. My husband and I had a couple stores in town. So I worked in one of the stores. Well, one day I had a customer come in and we were just chit-chatting. And he asked if I had ever considered being interested, or would I consider being in pharmaceutical sales. And I thought, well, that sounds interesting and like an amazing opportunity. And so I took the information. A couple weeks later, I reached out just for some guidance on how to apply. Well, that's when I learned very quickly how important that college degree was, and that it did matter and people did care. So I had to have a college degree, obviously, to go on. And that's where my story ended with that that pursuit of sales in pharmaceuticals. I was embarrassed. And I again, at that time, realized how important it is to companies that they hire with hire in positions with a college degree. So working for an academic institution, I realized that there were a lot of benefits available. It's not required, but it is supported from leadership. And sometimes for growth, it's actually encouraged. My return to college 31 years after leaving had put me in what was considered a non-traditional category. Non-traditional student is defined by college.com as a student who pursues a higher education later at a later stage in life. We don't follow the traditional pattern of enrolling in college immediately after high school. So what I quickly learned, that as challenging as college was 30 years ago, it was a whole new level of challenge with a full-time job. There was no way I was going to be able to be in the classroom and still be at work. So I worked with my advisor and learned that I could take some Zoom classes. And I thought Zoom, to be honest, was going to make it easy. Online is easy. Well, it did make it possible. It did not make it easy. I would take breaks at work to attend lectures. And at one point, I even had some tutoring in Zoom. So, yes, I was able to return to college after 30 years and further my education, and it was great that I was able to work at my own pace. But I realized, as wonderful of a tool that Zoom is, it brought its own challenges. The rise of Zoom and the true impact that Zoom has on attaining higher education was best put when described by Wesley and BusinessReview.com. They describe it as, despite its growing popularity, college students by far prefer in-person learning. And many professors struggle with the challenges of course material. So Zoom made it possible for people to pursue a college career, but Zoom doesn't give you the true classroom environment experience and the opportunity to interact in person. I'm grateful for the opportunity that Zoom allowed, But to be honest, nothing beats the in-person interaction with your peers, no matter what your age.